My good buddy Scott Nicholson's been around for a while. He found his niche a few years ago, and it was in commercial real estate, and he's done real good. Matter of fact, he's the number one commercial realtor out of the Keller Williams Round Rock office. Heck, he's probably one of the top real estate commercial guys out of all of Keller Williams, and Keller Williams is a pretty big company. Scott, thanks for joining the show today. What's happening?
Hey, Davey, I thought I called the wrong number. I was looking for the Canadian Gardening Tip Show.
I was talking to my cousin just today. It's 56 degrees right now. It's already cold up there, man. I'm telling you.
Bring it.
I know.
Hey, I wanted to call in real quick. I'm sitting in a parking lot of a Little League baseball field. My 11-year-old's about to play in about 10 minutes.
And I hear he's doing real well.
Yeah, he's doing well. I get to live vicariously through him. It's a lot of fun.
That's fantastic.
Hey, I wanted to call and plug my website, and then I'm going to jump. www.discoveryaustin.com. We're just getting it up and running, but we started with the most important stuff, which we have some listings on there, all the local swimming holes. You'd be amazed at all the information about where you could go swim.
No kidding.
Where you can go eat in Austin. Cool places to shop, and of course my blog. I'm writing every day.
Good for you. I've got it up here. It's good looking. You're saying you're just getting started. It looks great.
It's about 30 days out. We're just building it, but it's a lot of fun, and we're getting a lot of traffic. About 1,000 hits a week right now. So
1,000 hits a week. How are you getting the word out there for people to find it?
Well, I give all the secrets away, but I've press releases and blogs. I encourage everyone to blog any variety of stuff, and the Google search guys will find you that way.
Boy, isn't that Google something else?
It is. I wish I had thought of it.
I wish I'd have thought of it too, buddy. I'll tell you. Keller Williams is set to launch its new commercial real estate division. Scott's very heavily into that. Tell us a little bit about Keller Williams. No, excuse me. Tell us a little bit about KW Commercial.
KW Commercial will be the commercial division that lives within the Keller Williams monster nationwide. Right now, there's about 25 of us that are brainstorming and conference calling and meeting occasionally, sort of building the platform that will launch nationwide. The idea, Dave, is that we have, with 77,000 Keller Williams agents and brokers around the country, we have a greater national coverage than any other commercial real estate company in the United States. And that our challenge will be, and our model will be, to train our residential agents how to ask questions of their clients to develop commercial relationships that they can refer, instead of referring them out into the other commercial world, refer it in-house to the KW commercial agent.
Right, or not even talking about them and not getting the referral in the first place.
Exactly. There's a great opportunity. We, in our office, we're already generating probably between 5 and 15 referrals a week. Some work, some don't. It's a matter, it's a learning curve for our residential guys as they qualify those leads, but we're real excited about it.
It's a numbers game. You're also thinking outside the box. I've been to a couple of the meetings. You're thinking outside the box as far as the comp plan, compensation goes.
Sure. You know, the traditional commercial real estate brokerage model is that a national presence generates referrals around the country, and the referrals are the leads are passed through office to office, so that when it lands on a typical commercial broker's desk, he's splitting that commission a whole bunch of different ways.
Yeah.
With Keller Williams, we have a cap structure where once you pay the cap to the office, and it varies by office and region, but it's a low cap compared to a constant split of your commission. Most commercial brokers would realize much more commission dollars in their pocket under our model.
So a lot of commercial brokers, commercial real estate companies, they don't have a cap.
No. You would stay at the pre-agreed-upon split.
Which might be
70-30, 50-50.
Right.
You might even make as few as 20 to 25 basis points.
But even if you were at 70% split, and commercial deals are generally pretty big, you do a $10 million deal, you get your 70% of your commission, then that deal turns into another $10 million deal, and you're still, I mean, let's say you have a monster year, you're at 70% the whole time. In your guys' structure, you might cap out halfway through the year and then start making 100% for the rest of the year.
I would propose with a $10 million deal, David, you would cap out in that deal and keep the lion's share of your commission rather than split the whole thing 70-30 back with your office.
Not to mention a very, very successful business model that Gary Keller put together about 25 or so years ago. And here's an opportunity for that to happen again.
Absolutely. And, you know, the basis of his business and any successful business, whether you're selling pulleys or Chevrolets or mortgages or real estate, if your phone's not ringing, if you're not developing leads, you're not in business for long. And so that's the strength of the Keller Williams system, is the lead generation education component.
Well, that's the business that you're in, is lead generation. You just happen to be specializing in real estate.
Exactly. No, we're really, really excited and looking forward to doing some recruiting around the country. I'll actually be in Orlando in February doing what they call a breakout session at the Keller Williams Family Reunion on how to develop your referral base in your office around the country.
Well, that'll be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to hearing more about KW Commercial. Thanks, Scott. I appreciate you calling in. Folks, go to discoveryaustin.com for more information about KW Commercial, Scott Nicholson, and what he's got going on, his blogging. There's some press releases and a lot of other good stuff there, too. discoveryaustin.com. Scott Nicholson. Scott, thanks for calling in. Enjoy your son's ball game.
Okay, I'll find you next week, buddy. Bye-bye.
Okay, Scott.